We have now come to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Faith Saley has the lead, Peter. She has 5 points. Kerry O'Connor and Brian Babylon each has 3.
All right. We have flipped a coin, and Brian has elected to go second. So, Kerry, that means you're up first.
Okay.
The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Cities in the Northeast were struck with yet another blank this week.
Blizzard.
Right. As doctors said she's been progressing at lightning speed, this week blank was able to begin therapy.
Gabrielle Giffords.
Right. With 12 nominations, The King's Speech was the front runner in this year's blank race.
Academy Awards.
Right. Proposing what he calls an environmental solutions agency, Newt Gingrich said the U.S. should abolish the blank.
EPA?
Right. Time magazine profiled a dating site that is designed specifically for blank.
Dogs.
Women who want to date sea captains. Viewers of the MSNBC show Countdown were surprised last Friday when blank announced it was going to be his last show.
Keith Olbermann.
Right. After being hospitalized for a head injury after falling off an Australian stage, Margaritaville singer blank was released on Thursday.
Jimmy Buffett.
Right. A teacher in England made news for his bold plan to teach elementary school students about World War II by blanking.
Bombing them.
That's exactly right. Trying to give them the experience of the Blitz, teacher Mike Richards told his students London was being bombed right now, and he led them down to the cellar. Then he set off fireworks to make it sound as if the explosions were nearby. The project was abandoned by lunchtime, probably because studies have shown kids have a hard time understanding new concepts when they're screaming. Following his lead, officials plan to teach Mike Richards about unemployment by unemploying him. Carl, how did Kerry do in our quiz?
Kerry had a great round, Peter. 7 correct answers, 14 more points. She now has 17 points and the lead.
Well done. Well done. All right, Brian, you're up next. Ready to go?
Yep.
Here we do it. Protesters attempting to oust President Mubarak clashed with police in blank this week.
Egypt.
Right. The day after Mark Zuckerberg's profile was hacked, the social networking site blank announced new security
Facebook.
Measures. Right. Saying his rights were violated, former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura filed a lawsuit against the TSA over their invasive blanks.
Searches.
Right. Pat-downs. In sponsored ad on Google, the Braille Superstore promises, quote, thousands of Braille products, many of which you've never blank.
Touched.
No.
Seen.
Exactly, seen. Thousands of Braille products, many of which you've never seen before. Conrad Murray, the doctor charged with involuntary manslaughter in the death of blank, pled not guilty this week. Right. Although Thin Mints and Tagalongs won't be affected, Thank You, Berry Munch, and some other types of blanks are being eliminated this season.
Ben and Jerry ice cream.
No, Girl Scout cookies. A man in Idaho is selling his house for $66,000 below market value because it has the tiny problem of being blank.
Gone.
No, infested with thousands of snakes. The 5-bedroom home in Rexburg is perfect if you don't mind lots and lots of snakes. The owner says the snakes fell in love with the location and original crown moldings, but no one else is biting. For example, upon learning of the house's problem, Samuel L. Jackson withdrew his offer. Carl, how did Brian Babylon do in our quiz?
Brian had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 13 points. But Kira still has the lead with 17.
All right. So how many, then, does Faith Saley need to win?
6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
All right, Faith. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. After dramatic championship games, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Green Bay Packers will meet up for this year's blank.
Super Bowl.
Right. Memorial services were held Thursday for the victims of this week's airport bombing in blank.
Moscow.
Right. With baby boomers on the verge of retirement, new congressional projections estimate that the blank system will run out of money in 2037.
Social Security.
Right. After decades of inspiring Americans to get fit, legendary fitness guru blank died at age 96.
Jack LaLanne.
Right. The CW TV network is dealing with controversy over billboards promoting the second season of The Vampire Diaries. And these billboards urge viewers to blank.
Suck.
No. To catch VD.
Oh.
You know, Vampire Diaries.
Oh.
Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey scored her best ratings in 6 years on Monday when she revealed that she had a long-lost blank.
Sister named Pat.
Yes, the Illinois Supreme Court determined that blank is eligible to run for mayor of Chicago.
Rahm Emanuel.
Right, a Shaolin monk appearing in the Chinese version of America's Got Talent says an ancient form of kung fu has given him the power to blank.
Live forever.
No, to withstand repeated kicks to the crotch.
No, he has the Cal Ripken.
I was about to say. Yeah. The monk smiled and bowed after each blow to his crotch and explained that he was a practitioner of the martial art known as steel crotch kung fu, which is designed to strengthen the crotch and is useful for people dealing with ninjas who fight dirty or who are really trying to get on America's Funniest Home Videos. Carl, did Faith Saley do well enough to win?
She needed at least 6 correct answers to tie, and she had 6 correct answers. So at 17 points, Faith Saley and Kerry O'Connor are this week's co-champions.
Well done. Well done, Faith. Well done, Kerry.